Bueno, more than 30 ministers have so far been sworn in during an event presided over by President Museveni at State House in Entebbe. Those who have been sworn in so far include the Vice President, Jessica Lupo, Prime Minister, Robin Nabanja, as well as all the three Deputy Prime Ministers and others.
I, Alupo Jessica Rose Epel, swear in the name of the Almighty God that I will be faithful and bear true allegiance to the Republic of Uganda, and that I will preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution. So help me God.
Nabanja Robina, swear in the name of the Almighty God that I will be faithful and bear true allegiance to the Republic of Uganda, and that I will preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution. So help me God.
At the end of the exercise today, 78 ministers are expected to have been sworn in. President Museveni's State of the Nation address continues to draw reaction from various sections of the population, including the opposition. The Justice Forum leadership has criticized the president, faulting him for failing to fulfill his constitutional obligation to account for government performance in the previous financial year. Swaibun Tereko, the party's spokesperson, expresses disappointment that the president instead focused on historical anecdotes, which he describes as inconsistent with the purpose of the new address.
MRS, the NRM government, immediately review its reliance on short-term politically motivated intervention, because we see leaders here who are seeking to be seen as directly responsible for citizens' welfare, but mess up things. Instead of the meta approach, government should squarely and adequately facilitate line ministries. That is the call we are making. Line ministries should be adequately facilitated instead of the short-term intervention.